This is a homebrew podcast.
Ow! Hey! I got hit in the face with another letter.
This is really becoming an issue, dear.
I just don't see them coming. I have to keep looking up.
Who's this one from?
This one is from John Phillips, who I do not know, but I hope to know by reading this letter here. It reads, "Hello, Ferrick. Why do you have feathers on your tail to cover your butt quack?" I am not a duck.
Of course you are.
I understand this quack as an insult to my life.
Well, you keep talking about your butt all the time. People are going to start writing to you about it. So
yeah, but I am not a duck.
No one thinks you're a duck, dear.
That's
it's
a great
fine.
Joke.
It is a good joke, though.
Oh, man. Oh, well, thank you, John Phillips, for your lovely letter. I am not a duck, but I hope to hear from you again soon. Thank you.
Quack.
Quack.
Butt quack.
Welcome to Power Word Fail, a Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition actual play podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Cody, but enough about me, let's get to the real stars of the pod. Starting with Andy.
Pickles, I think.
Austin.
Ferrick, singer of lots of feelings.
Katie.
Idolia Rowan, bearer of the hero's light.
Nathan.
Eugene, a good guy.
Allie.
Navara, Sitari's champion.
And Ian.
Ambrose Busson, church martyr.
And this is episode 37. Without further ado, let's get into it. Last time, after leaving the meeting with the Golden Council, the Failures decided to split the party for the afternoon, heading out into the city in pairs. Idolia and Pickles returned to the shady leather merchant to pick up the gloves that Idolia had commissioned, went dumpster diving for home decor, and passed out good berries to hungry lower-class folks. Meanwhile, Ambrose offered to escort Navara to the Abernathy estate, where tensions were running high between Cornelius and Sir Von Cartwright. Navara explained to Cornelius that his daughter's soul had been sundered upon her death and received his blessing and bankroll to try and mend Evangeline's soul. Ferrick and Miraz decided to do some day drinking and soul searching back at the Black Rose Tavern, where they discussed Miraz's deal with the prince and plotted his downfall. The rest of the party eventually joined them there, but Ambrose stormed off, unable to stand being in Miraz's presence after his betrayal. He headed back to Vilvanus' shop to sell some items, place requests for new ones, and while there, he asked the shopkeeper to help him understand the nature of Marcus's cursed sword, which birthed the snake-like monster that Spunk died destroying. And that's where we'll pick back up.
Vilvanus, what's in the sword?
I didn't think I'd see this thing again. I thought Marcus had taken care of it.
Unfortunately, no. And I think there's something between what killed Spunk and my family.
I see. Well, I can tell you what I know, which isn't as much as you might want, but I think it's enough. I did a lot of research when I first met Marcus. Him and his wife came to me with this problem of what they referred to as the Cult of the Snake. I did some digging, and I found their leader to be the one known as the Dark Matron. We hunted down their temple, a abandoned complex, well, not so abandoned anymore, but abandoned complex that was devoted to Zorla, had been corrupted, twisted. I hate to say it, but we slaughtered the folks. We killed them one and all. I mean, as you do, they were horrible cultists that were trying to bring about the end of times.
Rightfully so.
Sadly, no one really believed us in our efforts, and the whole endeavor somewhat went dragon tits up, as they say. It kind of blew up in my face. No one believed me. It was a huge stain on my reputation for years. Marcus and his wife were shunned by society. Eventually, when they lost their daughter, his mind spun out and we lost contact. It was under my knowledge that he was going to destroy this sword. Does seem that all the energy has been drained from it.
That's right. I believe Spunk, they both took each other out with this power. How did Marcus receive his powers?
Well, Marcus was just one of those lucky few that were magically inclined.
Insight check.
Yeah.
Natural one.
Oof, buddy.
Yeah, you definitely believe him. As far as he's aware, he thinks that Marcus's powers were just his own. But, you know, take that with a grain of salt. Yeah. I suppose you did fail, you know? Not that you're aware that you failed.
These cultists, are they... You said you completely annihilated them, correct?
Oh, yes, completely. We have destroyed them all. We killed the Dark Matron. We killed them all. No big deal.
You killed the Dark Matron as well?
Oh, yes. It was quite a battle. Didn't really think we'd win. It was one of those...
I want everything on it.
Sure, of course. You know, I will gather the books. What? Why did you seem so surprised by that? Marcus was quite the sorcerer, I suppose.
Not many people get to say they killed a dark matron, especially a shopkeeper.
Well, I think we both know that I'm a little bit more than just a shopkeeper, but, you know, thank you so much for... keeping the ruse going that I'm...
That's, where'd you kill them?
It is a little bit into the theocracy, not far from the riverbanks, in a cave.
I got a correlation. Sorry. When did you kill the Dark Matron?
That's a good question. I think it would have been about 15 years ago.
Has there been anything in Ortamal 15 years ago that is, like, you know, a big deal in Ortamal history? Like, anything related to the Master, or, like, maybe the Master's disappearance or anything? I'm trying to think of, like, is the Master related to the Dark Matron?
Okay.
14?
Nothing that you can really think of that was that crazy that happened in the Theocracy within the last 15 years. Things have been fairly quiet from the Theocracy until recently. Considering the topic... I would think that the only thing that you could think of that's really changed within the last 15 years is, how would I put this? Not that you would really know much about it being from Mornstead your whole life, but reports of, you know, danger on the road have gone up significantly since that time. Like, it's gotten more dangerous. There's more bandits. There's more just attacks, that kind of thing. More monsters. Not really like the... Well, I guess I suppose the same kind of monsters that Zaos was creating, but not to the extent. Not like zombie beholders roaming the streets.
Yeah.
You know, goblins and the like. And no offense to Pickles.
I was just gonna say, Pickles.
I'm a Goliath.
You are a Goliath.
But yeah, like, there have been more... The world has gotten to be a more dangerous place in the last 15 years.
Okay. If you could, just give me the books immediately.
Yeah, he gathers them for you. He pulls out a map and shows you, as he's, like, gathering the books, here is where the temple was. In this small hill mound, you will find a catacomb beneath there.
This Dark Matron, did you ever hear what she sounded like?
Yes, her voice haunts my dreams. She sounded
like,
I will kill you all!
Sorry, can you cast magic?
Me, Vilvana? Yes, of course.
Could you, cantrip the matron's voice?
Yeah, he knows, like, a minor illusion.
Mm-hmm.
So he can create a duplicate of it.
Does it sound anything what's inside, Evangeline's house?
It sounds exactly like it.
All right, I literally rolled my eyes. All right, Vanis, I believe the Dark Matron is inside Evangeline's house. Literally in Mornstead right now.
Excuse me?
I'm not joking. I've heard the same voice.
I see. Did you enter her realm?
Hell no. Sealed it off.
Wise choice. Well...
How did you kill it?
Oh, we stabbed her to death.
I feel like there's a little bit more to that than fighting a dark matron. Did you, like,
Well, it seemed to work quite well at the time.
How skillful in magic are you, Vilvanus?
Well, I'm pretty powerful. I'm a wizard by trade. I can't say I'm the most powerful wizard in Mornstead, or else I'd probably be more of a important figure here in town. But no, I do like to keep a low profile.
And what's the matron's name?
Oh, she goes by many names. He hands you one, and it says the Witch of the Blackwood on it. And he slides it forward. Just, I think you'll find a lot of information on her there. That is one of her many aliases. Junior. He hands you another one that he found. It's all written in Undercommon. So this was a real delight to translate. But as you can see, he's written in the cliff notes. He's like, I've already done most of the hard work for you.
You're not concerned that this creature that you slayed is still in your town?
He nods and he's like, yes, that is quite distressing to hear they're still alive. Probably means that they've been rebuilding their cult.
I'm trying to understand, how does the Dark Matron come from being stabbed to death and ending up in my best friend's house? I'm still trying to understand.
Well,
does this typically appear in people's houses? I'm trying to really understand what this thing is and how hard is it to kill it?
I'm beginning to think it's more probably easier to banish it to its proper realm and seal off its entrances to our realm. You said there was a doorway?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that sounds quite familiar. There was a doorway in those ruins as well. It led to a stark black room with some furnishings. Perhaps there's a way we could send her back to where she belongs and then destroy this room?
We'll meet up. We'll talk more about it. Everguard's watching it right now. I will tell everyone else.
I will do some more independent research. You take those books with you, see what you can find, and we will meet back up.
I put the gold on the table for whatever the fee is.
Oh, for the getting the items that you wanted?
Yeah. So I exchange that. I'll sell my plus one crossbow as well.
Excellent. Well, don't open that door until we've finished our research. And he laughs. Have an excellent day.
Was that nervous laughter, or is that like...
Yeah, he seems a little bit nervous.
Okay.
He definitely seems like he's trying to be super chill about it, but...
Yeah, you can see
him like grab those books pretty hastily from the shelf.
Okay.
And he had them separated already, like he knew this might come back up one day.
Okay. Yeah, and then I will nod and head out.
All right. The rest of the team back at the Black Rose Tavern is awaiting patiently as Pickles walks back in.
Pickles!
Pickles, dear, would you like a drink?
Did you find Ambrose?
I could not. No. I could not find Ambrose. He just, like, poofed.
He's been through a lot lately. Would you like a drink?
I think he was headed towards the house, though. So, like, I'm sure we'll find him later. Maybe?
Ambrose is very capable. I'm sure he's fine.
He's very mad.
Yes, I know. I'll look over at Miraz. Is Miraz registering this, or is he too drunk?
Oh, he's not nearly as far gone as Varric. He's not sober, but he gathers. He's moping, as he has been for the past few episodes. Just wishing he could find some way to smooth things over.
All right, well, as far as I am concerned, we're still celebrating. Who wants another round of drinks? Adalia was the only one without a hangover this morning, so she's, like, ready to
Varric
go.
Slams the table. Are you kidding? That was what I thought.
Right? All right. Yes. Pickles, did you like that tequila?
I'm good. I'm good.
I'm frankly maxed out as well. You two have fun, though.
All yes, right. you are good, and I don't know what maxed out means, but that is also good. You're both good. You?
We're good.
And Ferric points to Navara. You? You are also good. You're all good.
Aww.
Well, thank you, Ferric.
Well, Navara, would you like a drink, dear?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Ferric and I are fond of this blackberry mead.
Oh my god, it's so good.
I think that's what I have right now. I will gladly take more.
Oh, marvelous.
Pickles, can we talk elsewhere?
Adult?
Yes.
What?
Yes. No.
Oh.
What? Who?
What?
All right. Oh, Ferrick, don't worry about it, dear.
Okay, okay.
Eva, stay close or go back to the house.
We'll stay close.
All right.
Oh, you're leaving?
We'll be back, Ferrick. We'll be back.
Oh, my gosh.
Raz can't be left alone. He needs an escort. We're just going to go outside for a second. Or Eugene. Eugene needs an escort. We're going to go outside for a second. You get more drinks.
Ferrick, look at my new gloves.
Oh, they're so pretty. And Ferrick's going to, like, take your hands and, like, bring them up to their face and just be, like, wiggling them.
Uh-huh.
And, like, making you clap.
Mm-hmm. And Adalia's, like, making head motions for the two of you to escape while Ferrick's distracted.
Hey, Ferrick, you should start dancing. I'm sure it will be great.
Ferrick puts Adalia's hands on their face. Oh my gosh, would you like to dance?
I always want to dance.
Sorry, Navara.
Let me get the drinks first, though. Okay. And she'll make sure to get drinks for Navara, especially before she lets Ferrick drag her out on the dance floor.
Is there a dance floor at the Black Rose?
We're gonna make one, baby.
There's not really a dance floor, but yeah, you could, you know, dance around.
Ferrick just throws one of the table away.
Yeah.
If the bright pink lady and the kiln can't create some space, I don't know who can.
So yeah, Ferrick and Adalia start dancing around the somewhat crowded barroom. As the server's like, oh, excuse me, I'm trying to get around you there. So I thought you were going left there. Dipping her to the right. Okay, well, excuse me. Seems like we're just dancing with each other now. Trade partners.
Yeah, Ferrick, like, slings Adalia and grabs the waiter and just starts, like...
dancing with the both of us.
Dancing with the waiter.
Perfect.
And I think, without music, Ferrick will start singing. And it'll be a real, like, rump shaker. Like, it's gonna be like a kiln Takari Wilds rump shaker for sure.
Great. Love that. Love that for you. Adalia will try to keep up, but she'll also keep an eye on Navara so that she doesn't, you know, get left behind in all the ruckus.
All right.
What time is it just to be, of the night?
By the time Pickles gets back to the bar, it's probably about 7 p.m.
Okay. I'll probably head back, 4 hours after and see if anyone returned, but I'll probably head back.
Back to your home?
Oh, no, back to the bar.
Oh, okay.
I would have went home, read for 3 hours of all the books, and then I would have came back an hour after.
Excellent.
To feel like a little productive in my day.
Right. Oh my gosh, now I have to play Ferrick as 4 hours worth of drunk.
4 hours
Ian,
deep.
Ian, 4 hours worth of drunk, Ian.
I imagine Ferrick right. just...
back 2 hours. Yep.
Just passed out now. On the table, like the whole table. Like antlers everywhere while Adalia tries to talk to Navara.
Navara will be, like, going around the bar while all of that is happening and just, like, listening in on conversations and see if there's anything, especially with the names of the candidates that were talked about earlier in the day. Any kind of gossip.
What's the scuttlebutt?
Roll a perception check or a investigation.
Are we going to end up drunkenly asking my family about this? Because I'm all for it.
21.
Yeah, specifically about that type of information, you hear a lot of people talking about how much of a socialite Dominic Bryce is and how great he is and how much everyone loves hanging out with him and that they hope he comes to the bar tonight. You know, he probably wouldn't come here, but maybe he would, and how fun would that be? And that he's the candidate you want to drink a beer with.
Okay.
You do hear some talk about Von Holt and the Red and Yellow Knights, like, not being here fast enough to stop Zeos, even though there was, like, nothing he could have done about it, considering the methodology that Zeos employed, ultimately. But he still should have been here, man. Like, You know, they had time to mobilize the troops. And then you hear a lot of people arguing, well, you know, they have to defend the border. Hey, I don't know. I think he's doing a fine job, you know. You gotta protect the borders. And, you know, there was no way they could have known about Zeus. That was quite sudden. You don't really hear any talk about Gulbar or Neleus. They're kind of just, as far as the people of Mornstead are concerned, they almost, like, don't even exist. At least you don't hear anyone talking about them. But yeah, that's kind of the general mood about the candidates. With a 21, I will say there is a lot of talk about the heroes of Mornstead, and it still seems like they don't fully realize that they're, like, sitting right over there at the table. Like, it's still not completely...
Well, we're so hard to miss.
The drunk,
you know? Yeah.
Sure.
That's not the hero.
I mean, it's just one of those things where, you know, there's a lot of rumors about, like, well, I heard that it was a huge Chad dude from the Ivory Guard, some waitress, you know, a tiefling woman. And they're like, no, it's a giant owl bear.
No,
it's a kill. So yeah, there's a lot of misinformation going around. Some people are even saying, well, I heard Abernathy killed him. Like, well, he was definitely there. He took place in the battle, that's for sure.
Navarro would also want to just look in the room and see if there are any Dragonborn.
Dragonborn?
Mm-hmm. Like inside the bar at all. Nope. Okay.
There are no Dragonborn. And as far as you're aware, there are no Crystalborn except for Adelia.
Okay.
How's it going with Miraz and Pickles outside the bar? What's going on out there?
Yeah, I guess we're probably in the alleyway where Christopher dumped us a few days back, like near the latrine outhouse area. Eugene will look at Pickles.
Can we go somewhere else? I don't.
This is a highbrow podcast.
Pickles, are you all right? You've seemed different. I mean, there's obvious differences, but since you died and aren't dead anymore.
I mean, define all right.
How are you doing, Pickles? You define all right.
Not great.
Okay.
Roz, I'm scared.
Okay.
I'm absolutely terrified. And she just, like, starts to tear up. I said, I don't... Roz, I don't... Who am I?
Eugene moves to hug her.
Pickles just puts her hand out.
I'll stop.
I can't hug anybody without potentially killing them. I don't remember... I don't even remember my name. I mean, you call me Pickles. I know Pickles is not my name, but I don't remember... My name, it starts with a C, I think. I don't know if I like apples. Half of me, I kind of feel like I like apples, but there's a big part of me that doesn't like apples. And I know my family, I remember my family is here, I think. I don't remember, Miraz, I don't understand what's going on.
Wow. Well, I can tell you some things. It might help, it might not, but, I believe you told me your name was Karina a long time ago.
That sounds right.
I thought you were just being spiteful because you found out that my name wasn't actually Miraz. But if you say your name starts with a C, you did say Karina once upon a time.
Yeah, that sounds right.
We have met your family here before everything happened. I liked your brother. His name was Dagger. He plays with daggers, which is why his name is Dagger.
That's real stupid.
It's the testosterone. What can I say? I enjoyed it. It was fun.
Okay.
We did that game where you'd stick the dagger between your fingers and yell at each other. It was a good time.
She just looks at you very confused. Okay. Okay.
We can ask for a glass of water. I believe that's the passcode to get back and see the rest of your family, if that's something that you want to try to do.
Yeah, oddly, I remember that.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah, I just, like, it's some things. Like, I very clearly remember Spunk dying.
Yes.
I remember Farrington and the dragon, but a lot of the in-between, like, I don't remember that conversation we had where you said you could do magic and you lied. You lied? Really?
I've lied a lot, Pickles, about a lot of things, and I'm trying not to, but...
And now the prince?
Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to dig my way out of this hole I made.
Well, We gotta figure that one out.
I know. I thought that doing that would give me the power that I needed to protect my friends and people that I love, but obviously it has not. Christopher died anyway.
Maybe I can give him a hug.
Maybe so. A big ol' Pickles hug.
I feel like that would not kill him. Maybe.
Maybe. You never know.
What's he like?
He says exactly what you want to hear. That's what I see now. At the time, I just thought, this sounds amazing, if that makes any sense. He plays on what he knows you desire.
That makes sense.
Which makes
me... I don't blame you.
Well, thank you. I'm surprised. Everyone else does.
I think it's mostly just Ambrose.
I know.
And Pickles will just, like, take her gloved hands and just, like, pet his shoulder awkwardly.
I know. It's just Ambrose. I thought it would be you too. At least it's not you. But it's still Ambrose.
I mean, if I get my memories back, it might be me. I don't know if I'm mad at you, really. So we'll build that one out as we go. But I'm sure it's fine.
Well.
We're gonna fix it, right? We're gonna
get your memories back. We're going to unmagic me. Make me a fake wizard again.
Be honest, do you think I want my memories back? Like, should I avoid that? Should I just, like, start afresh?
I don't think that's my place to say, Pickles. You...
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm sure we'll be fine. Probably had a great childhood. I have a feeling like that's right. That just feels wrong coming out of my mouth. Okay.
Right.
So, talk to my family.
Talk to your family.
Is my brother's going to be mad that you let me die?
Well, I was also bleeding out at the time, so... I feel like he might respect that. I don't know.
Okay.
Okay. What do you think we might do to get Ambrose to forgive me?
Time? I don't think there's anything you could really... Maybe buy him a gift? What is Ambrose? He really likes crossbows.
He likes crossbows. I could buy him a crossbow.
He likes to disappear? I don't know how I can buy
anything that would do that.
No, that's stupid.
Right.
He likes pencils. He poked me with one.
He did. Crossbow is good, though. Maybe a crossbow that fires pencils instead of bullets.
That sounds amazing.
Okay. All right.
I'm sure we can find one of those, no problem.
Okay. We could get one commissioned, at the least.
Oh, Vilvanus can probably make one of those.
Oh, I bet he could, right.
Me and Adalia met this leather worker who's really into real estate, and he seems to be branching out and trying to, like, he really wanted to buy Ambrose's house, so maybe that's something he'll be able to do.
That's ambitious, okay. Maybe he'll be able to buy Ambrose's house, or maybe he'll be able to make a custom crossbow?
Both. Like, he'll make a custom crossbow to save up to buy Ambrose's house.
Oh, sure, right.
Yeah. All right, we'll go talk to him too. I'm sure he'll be able to make it.
Okay.
So, are you good? I mean, you're not good, but...
I mean, I suppose as good as either of us can be right now, right? I'm glad that you're no longer dead. I just want Ambrose.
I mean, I guess I am too.
Right.
I don't remember being dead, so I don't know, but I guess...
Right.
After is better. That's a hard one. Okay. Wait, can you stop being what?
Do you can I stop being what?
Mopey. What did you think I was gonna say?
I don't know. That's why I asked. I'll try. In our time traveling together, do you remember my propensity for becoming enamored?
I remember a lot of people talking about it, and I remember Evangeline, so yeah.
You do remember Evangeline?
I don't remember quite the extent, but, like, I feel like it's a lot. Is it a lot?
It was a lot, yes.
Okay.
Especially because she died not long after I developed feelings. I don't want that to be a trend. I would hate if that's a trend.
Are you in love with somebody else?
Yes.
Is that what you're trying to say? Who are you in love with now?
Ambrose.
Oh, boy.
Buddy, no!
Pickles just stares at you silently for a solid, like, 2 minutes.
Someone get this man some therapy. So unhealthy. No.
Oh my god. Listen, I'd let Ambrose spit in my mouth.
Sure, yeah, no. Ambrose is objectively the hottest of us all, but by nobody. No.
So you were in love with Evangeline, and now you're in love with her best friend.
Yes. Though in fairness, I didn't fall in love with her best friend until after she died.
That makes it a lot better, kid. Don't worry about it.
I glance over at the latrine that's just open. Oh, all right. Okay.
All right. So, I don't know how to respond to that. Good? That's good. That's good. Ambrose is great.
I know.
Super angry all the time, but great.
I know.
Mostly angry at you, so not so great. But he let you into the house.
He did.
Right?
He did. That's a step.
And now you've got a room in the house. I don't know if you're supposed to have a room in the house, but I just claimed one for you and put a bunch of the furniture we found in it.
Oh, great. I didn't know I had a room. I slept behind the couch last night, so that's good.
I didn't even sleep. So we'll work on it. I'm sure it'll be great. Yeah, Ambrose, he'll come around. Super awkwardly.
Well, Miraz has such a terrible perception or insight. He believes you. It's like, right. We'll work on it one day at a time, right? Do you want to go meet your family?
That sounds weird. Yeah, let's go meet my family.
All right, let's at least check in on everyone else first. Be sure they're not in too much trouble.
Let's hope Dagger doesn't stab anybody for you guys. Let me die.
Right.
Has he met Spunkles? Should he meet Spunkles?
I don't think so.
Oh, all right. We'll keep Spunkles in the hood.
All right. Miraz would open the door back into the Black Rose.
I'll head right back in and see the sight that's going on.
Oh, Miraz.
How far is it devolved?
Ferric is like laying on their back. Their head is in Adalia's lap. And they are just, Atokropata, Shotorkepikato, Shtatokutatstepte. And is just like speaking Sylvan, just like very aggressively.
To the room?
Just to anyone who will listen.
Yeah.
It is just, has reverted to native tongue and is just telling a grand tale that I am sure very, very few people will understand in the room.
Adalia has like carefully situated herself amongst all the antlers. And is nodding and going, to Ferric's thing and, like, stroking their head a little bit. But is actually turned talking to Navara and just sipping very, like, sedately on her mead. Ferric's had a difficult few days.
Astokya Darak.
Absolutely, dear. He's entertaining?
Yes, they are entertaining. They are. How dare he, dear? I completely agree.
I apologize.
And she's just continuing to stroke Ferric's head. It's been an interesting day, Navara. Are you all right?
I don't think I'm bad. You know, it's kind of odd to be on an exciting journey and then finally reach your destination. It's like, what's next? They're adorable.
Yes, they are. So your destination, it was Mondstadt, or did you find something out at the Abernathy estate?
Well, I came to look for a specific person, and I found her family, and that's what I came for. I have a little more work to do, but...
Evangeline? You know,
yeah, Evangeline.
I never met her, but they all love her very much.
Well,
mostly. Not so much Pickles, but it seems to be more of a difference of personality than anything else.
Well, I only met her once, and she left an impression.
Did you?
Yeah.
What was she like?
Broken, but I guess we all are sometimes.
And you
are a mender of broken people, aren't you?
Only souls, not people. People are too complicated.
Well, you have found yourself amongst very complicated people.
We all are, if you look hard enough.
True. Will you be joining us then? Has Ambrose offered you a room? Sometimes he seems to be under the impression that everyone is a peasant, unless proven otherwise, so if he was rude to you, you can tell me.
He was not rude, quite a little bit, but he opened up after a while. He did offer me a room. I don't know if I'll be staying, but I don't know why I wouldn't either.
Did you travel here alone then?
I did.
It's a dangerous road to travel right now.
Not if you have an airship.
I've never seen an airship. Is it what it sounds like?
It's exactly what it sounds like, and it's wonderful to travel on, and you touch the clouds for days, and it was a dream. It was so much fun. A little dangerous. I didn't expect birds to be dangerous, but...
So are you rich like Ambrose, then? That seems like a rich person thing to have.
No, my purpose was just well supported.
That's good. A few days ago, I had never been involved in anything that was well supported. It makes a difference.
It really does. And it's amazing that the sky was just unlike anything I'd ever seen. Now, how I get back, I don't know. I don't think I'll have the same easy travel home, but...
Where is
it? It was nice while I had it. So I live off in the west in the floating cities, and I live in the main city, and I work in the courtroom, and every day has been the same. Every day. Different people, same situation.
I know something about that. Well, I can promise you, if you stay with this lot, every day will be very different. For better or worse.
As Sarah from this evening.
Tascuta, ye Freya.
How are we going to carry him back? I'm not strong.
He's neat, nor an idea, but they are deceptively light.
I can carry them.
It's the bird bones. They're light. I'm very light.
Very light. That would make a lot of sense.
Yes.
A lot of fluff.
Pickles, can you do that safely?
Pickles, scoop pickles.
I, Ferrick, I don't think that's a good idea right now.
Ferrick starts climbing on you. Ow!
Oh.
Ow!
No!
You hurt.
Pickles has Ferrick like ballerina, like just by her hands and the gloves, like lifted up and away.
Why are you so pokey?
Pokey? I don't...
It hurt.
I don't know, Ferrick. I think you're just really, really drunk. Let's stay over here. And Pickles will just, like, set him back down on a chair.
Ferrick, you never finished your story.
Well, after the fiasco with Garen, I went back home, and I realized that the person who I needed to follow, who I wanted to follow, had saved my life. And now he is here with us in the room because of you. And I appreciate that. So, slam! Ferrick's head hits the table.
Guys, maybe my family isn't a good idea today.
Adalia kind of touches her earring that she uses as her cleric focus.
I think Ferrick's had quite enough for the day. Pickles, did you want to see your family, you said? I can keep an eye on them until you're ready to go.
Well, kind of, but like, isn't my family good with like information or something?
That is what you led us to believe.
So, like, can't we ask them about the dudes?
That is a very good idea, actually. Although their perspective might be a bit skewed.
Or it might be the right one.
You're in the mob, Pickles.
What?
I agree, it's a really great idea, and I like sneak up shit. Behind everyone the whole time.
Ambrose, why do you always do that?
You weren't paying attention.
Oh, does he always do that?
Always. It's always. The cloak, I think. It's very interesting technology.
He always says we're not paying attention, but like, he's literally invisible.
I'm very good at paying attention, and I still don't notice him at least half the time.
Looks like you guys had a great night.
Yes.
I cried.
You cried?
I nod.
And Farrick has passed out.
I see.
They're fine. We're having fun. We're celebrating.
We're celebrating. It's Takrit.
He's up.
And Farrick tries to pull their head off of the table, and their antlers have, like, sunk into the wood.
What the hell? What the fuck?
Here, let's... Hold on. Let us help you with that. There you go.
Thank you, Eugene.
You're welcome, Farrick.
I am not passed out. I am just... I just closed my eyes for a little bit.
Just resting, of course.
Just for resting.
Right.
Shall we go back to my friend Ambrose's house?
We shall.
Farrick.
And make some monster toast.
Farrick.
Pickles, it's up to you if you want to see your family now or later.
I mean, I don't really care. I was just thinking they could help us because we're going back. Not that many hours, I don't think, to talk
great
about.
Point, yeah.
Is this choices. The most drunk I've ever seen Farrick as? Is this like the most blitz other than the partying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta
hey,
be.
Buddy. Do you want me to help you shake off this buzz, or do you want to stay like this?
Why would I want to not stay be like the way that I am? You silly.
And Farrick like boops your nose.
With his claw.
Yeah.
All right. I like put away like this little the mixture that I had, and I just put it back in my pocket. I mean, we can still ask some questions, but Farrick is probably going to have to stay here. Or we can go in the morning.
Perhaps we could return in the morning then, when...
I'll set an alarm so we actually wake up early.
That would be for the best. We should all have clear heads when we are making such an important decision.
We should, and we're supposed to meet them at noon tomorrow, I believe is what we agreed upon, so we should still have time to...
So let's wake up at 5 o'clock, and then we can get together and talk about this election.
We can talk about the 5 o'clock part, I think, on the walk.
The plan is sound, otherwise...
Some details, yes, some details might need to be, tweaked a bit. All right, Derek, dear.
Well, we're going to be picking a leader of Mornstead, so we should probably, actually discuss it.
Yes. Varric, are you ready to go to your friend Ambrose's house?
What?
Are you ready to go to your friend Ambrose's house, dear?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, I'm ready to go. We should make some Mornstead toast when we get there to...
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I go grab the stalest bread in this tavern. And I'll start grabbing that. Stalest baguettes. Mm. Right away, Barrick, right away.
Stalest baguettes is Ferrick's punk band.
Yes, I was just going to say, what a band name.
I was thinking that.
So Adalia will start trying to help Ferrick get steady on their feet. And she'll look to Navara and say,
you really should consider coming with us. I promise tomorrow won't be the same as today.
I can make a mean Mornstead toast, too.
That was beautiful.
Thank you, Farrick.
Okay.
Are they always going to be like this? Pickles looks this over to Roz.
Every day is something new, Pickles.
This is worse than you. All right.
Miraz is just dumbfounded. He has no idea how to respond to that.
Aw. Poor Miraz.
Let's go back. Surrounded by love. All right.
All right. So you all
back to
Ambrose's house.
Back to Ambrose's house.
Excellent.
Navarre, you sure you want to come?
Maybe just for the night, if that's okay.
Yeah, I have 30 rooms in that house. You can choose whatever you want.
Sleepover!
It was huge. Ooh, sleepover. Yes. I feel too sober already. How did I sober up that fast?
We have so much wine left over from last night.
Awesome.
Perhaps we could continue our talk after we get Ferrick to bed.
Sure.
Doesn't bed sound nice, Ferrick?
Ferrick, I can make you feel better if you really want to.
Oh, what kind of feel better?
No, all right. We're leaving. Thank you, Monet. See you soon.
Bye, Monet. Hey, hey, Monet. Keep the change.
Did you give Monet money or no? Are you just walking out?
Just walking out.
Yeah. Perfect. Awesome.
All right. You make your way back to the Jeweled Quarter, to the Ambrose family estate, the Boussant Palace.
The Boussant Palace sounds so fancy. The fanciest.
It's very large.
So yeah, Adalia will park Ferrick in the kitchen while Ambrose makes Mornstead toast, and she will try to get them to drink water.
Oh, and
just keep chatting
too.
To Navarra.
I pass out these like two chewable compounds, and I like put them on the table. Whoever is the most sick, make it feel better. And I, I'm going to cast protection from poison,
It
should cure your severe.
Oh, nice! Mm-hmm. That's so smart. A magical anti-hangover pill.
Nice. But if you're going to keep drinking, wait until the end, all right? It doesn't just negate all the booze that you have for the day. Adalia, it's quit.
I feel fine. I don't know what you're talking about. I was the first one up this morning.
So yeah, I will like cook Mordstead toast, make as fancy as I can for everyone, slicing the baguettes in diagonals, like frying it up, scraping sugar cubes and like all over, and sprinkling sugar on top of it, and then using some of the wine and cooking it down and like kind of pouring a little bit on the Mornstead toast because we
what
have so much of it
right now.
And then I just like serve it out as a big like platter. Have a good night, guys. And I just like walk upstairs and go to bed.
Good night. Thank you.
Hey, Miraz, I got an idea. You want to help me with something?
Sure. Oh, just one second. Have you?
If I miss you, please. I'm sorry. His name is Eugene.
Right, it's...
Eugene.
I didn't know Ambrose could cook like that. That's amazing.
I did not know either.
I always thought somebody cooked for him.
His drink is very good. What is it, Adalia?
It's water, darling.
Oh, water. It's so crisp.
It's so good, isn't it?
What are you doing right now? Pickles, you needed help with something?
When you're done, I got an idea.
Okay.
And later, after all of this, Pickles is going to take one of the bedrooms and clear off a wall, and we're doing a whole red string tie together thing with everything she can come to mind, memories,
okay,
things she thinks, and basically until Baraz falls asleep, is just going to sit there and paint on the walls of Ambrose's house.
Yeah.
So this is a Pickles mind web?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to reconstruct your past?
Trying to reconstruct anything.
Okay, yeah.
Roll a history check.
Ooh.
Can that count as me helping?
Yeah, you can help. Roll with advantage. It's a good thing you had advantage.
Oh,
thank goodness. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Mornstead was after Farrington.
I know that.
Oh, it's late, Pickles.
You need to go to sleep.
I do.
I would say that you guys make some progress, but not nearly as much as you think you should, considering that Miraz is supposed to be your best friend.
How do you not know my favorite color? I felt like this would be easy.
Well, I bought green and purple, and then you weren't super happy with either of those because something about secondary. I thought, well, if you didn't like my gift, I don't know. I was confused about that.
Okay.
I'm just really tired. Let's try to sort it out again in the morning.
Yeah, you can definitely keep trying at this.
Pickles will go on for most of the night and then spend her 4 hours that she needs for a long rest just staring at it.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Adalia will force Ferrick to go to bed after a certain amount of water and the Mornstead toast has been consumed. I assume just in full baguettes, just like right down the gullet, right? Is that how Ferrick would eat more insectos? Perfect.
For sure. For sure.
And then once Ferrick's in bed and presumably passed out, she will druidcraft that same bouquet that she made for Marcus right before he went to join his wife and leave it on Ferrick's other pillow, like the bag of flour from the other day. And then she'll go back downstairs to Navarra and split a bottle of wine with her if she is willing and just talk to her about the floating cities and catch her up on everything that has happened to all of these people who are clearly huge emotional messes in need of some soul mending of their own.
Yeah, wow. Wow. That's quite a bit y'all had to go through.
Yeah,
you
I know.
As well.
Honestly, I have been going through so much for my entire life. Having anything end in a way that isn't tragedy is a good thing. So in some ways, it's been one of the better parts of my life, I suppose.
Can I ask you a serious question? Do you feel like you've lost your purpose?
I feel like I completed my purpose and found a new one. And she'll kind of like touch the earring again and make some sacred flame in the palm of her hand. The world is bigger than Northwatch.
That it is.
I hope I can do more good here in the world than I was able to at home. But we'll see.
Well, you get to pick the next monarch. That's quite the responsibility.
Yes. Considering that the last choice the Golden Council made was Zeus, I must admit to having some serious reservations about their decision-making capacity.
In like less than a week.
Yes. So, I suppose we'll see what Pickle's family has to say in the morning and do our best. I'm told that's what heroes do.
Yes, if you can consider yourself a hero. I mean, I guess you are.
I don't, but Spunk did. He was the one who told me that. And they're all calling us heroes, so I guess we'd better try.
I need to know, do you love Ferrick?
I have known Ferrick only a few weeks. I don't know if love springs up that fast.
Okay. Who else is dating in the party? I need to know these things.
Okay. All right. And then she'll spill whatever tea she possibly can about, like, because Adalia / Katie has totally been picking up on the fact that Miraz is in love with Ambrose. And for weeks, Ian Tellum, I told Ian, I was like, I think that's what's happening.
It's true.
Anyway,
it's true.
Wow.
Nice. So share those suspicions, explain what she knows about the Evangeline and Miraz thing. And, you know, talk about all the tavern wenches that are into Ferrick and all of that jazz. And then until the wine runs out, essentially.
She'll just laugh and then, like, walk away awkwardly and find a couch.
Oh, no, Navarra, no couches, dear.
I think we'll have... That's where I'm comfortable.
Are you sure?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
All right.
What time is it?
It's pretty late by the time they go to bed there. It's got to be about...
It's like 3 o'clock, because I'm probably going to wake up at 5 o'clock, like I said, so they went to bed at 3.
Yeah, oh, I'll call it 2 o'clock.
Okay.
What spells do I have?
5 o'clock, I'm already like walking down the stairs, getting coffee and everything ready, and I just have like reading a paper. I'm wearing a different robe. It's a silk one this time. And then I have my Busant slippers with an embroiled bee on them while I'm sitting at the couch. And then I realize that Navarro's there. I go, oh, God, I'm sorry. And I get up and I just move back upstairs, back into my room.
Ferrick also walks down the stairs with one of Ambrose's fancy robes wrapped around their waist. Like full like butt crack V formation, like showing. Just comes on down.
Ferrick?
Yes?
What are you doing?
Oh, I am waking up. What are you doing?
Why are you wearing my robe?
Oh, I just found this in the closet.
That's in my closet, Ferrick.
Technically, they're all your closet.
They're all your closet.
Right, but...
Just got you there.
That's specifically in my room.
Oh, you know, this place is so big, I keep getting lost. I also...
Do you just want it?
I feel great now, but I did throw up in a room. I do not know which room I threw up in.
Okay. Can you leave me there so I can clean it up?
Like I said, I do not know what room I threw up in. This place is so big, I got lost.
You're going to have to look for this, because I'm not going to spend my whole morning looking for vomit.
Oh, gosh.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine. I go
through every room. And
there's... I have to believe it's a pellet. It's a Mornstead pellet.
It's a pellet, for sure. God. It's gotta be.
Owl pellet. Gross.
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 Yeah, you can see everything that Ferrick has eaten. You can see the Cornish game hen from breakfast.
all the bread that was never chewed that I cooked.
Lots of bones. Yeah, just, I'm not sure where they came from.
Just baguettes and baguettes of Mornstead.
Ferrick, there's whole pieces of bread in here. You didn't even chew this.
Oh, are you going to finish that?
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm kidding. I don't eat it again. I just like creeping out, you humanoid folk.
You're not creeping me out. I'll be honest, Ferrick. You're giving me the ick right now. And I will clean up the mess.
The ick? I am a beautiful creature where I'm from. Okay, I'm not a beautiful creature, but...
I mean, it has nothing to do with you being a beautiful creature. It's you throwing up willy-nilly and just like, I don't know where I put it. That's like a whole other shebang of issues.
Oh, wait, it's only been 4 hours. Never mind, she's still asleep. I only need 6 hours, though.
Anyways, Ferrick, I have something really important to talk to you about later. But we have a lot to do, but I have a lead on what killed Spunk.
Ferrick gets very serious and nods.
So you and Eugene buddies now?
Eugene, Miraz is our best chance of getting close to the prince. We need him.
I was thinking about that. Ferrick, I'll be honest with you. Eugene is going to cause a lot of issues. How do we know that the prince doesn't know? How do we know that we're being tricked?
We don't. We don't know.
Let alone, how can we kill a god?
I'm sure we will figure it out when we get there.
All right. Well, it's called the Dark Matron, and it's a witch.
Oh.
And it's in Evangeline's house.
Oh, that thing.
Yeah, it's the
same
thing.
I thought you meant like a cool witch, you know, no, the pointy hat. And
like the hot ones in the fairy tales? No. It's not
yeah, right. Like the hot ones in the fairy tales.
Never the case.
My mother would always tell me stories about these very hot witches in the forest.
Dude, that's crazy too, because in the Ivory Guard textbooks, they're all hot for some reason. I don't know.
They're all very hot. That thing in the wall, that was not hot.
Just, I mean, we technically didn't get to see the witch, but by the voice, I can't imagine.
No, no.
It's hot, right?
You can tell a lot about the person by the voice.
That is true. Well, just more bad news, right? Good news is we don't have to kill a hot witch. And I give Ferrick a fist bump.
Ferrick fist bumps back. And just looks at, like, did I just agree to something?
I just clean up the vomit and then I get everything ready. Start waking everyone up when it hits exactly at 5.
Downstairs, Pickles definitely heard you guys get up. And then he promptly left. So Pickles has been building a like pillow fort over Navara, being careful not to touch her. Just like, I'm alone and I'm awake, so I'm going to bring this person into our party by building them a pillow fort to wake up in.
All right. Well, unless anyone has anything else they'd like to do this early morning, I think that's where we'll call it for the week. Thank you, everybody, for playing. Thanks for joining me. It was great to have you. Thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Come hang out with us on Discord. We'd love to have you. Come let us know what you think of Uber Drunk Ferrick. Should they get that drunk more often, less often? You decide.
More
you
often.
Decide.
You decide. Often.
You decide. Call in now.
Call in. Text.
Discord.gg/thehomebrewpodcast. We'll set up a poll. If you have a couple extra bucks, you can go check out our Patreon, patreon.com/thehomebrew. $2 gets you access to all kinds of goodies like our show behind the show, Power Chill. We have some archives of that. We have PDFs. We have a PDF of Evangeline. We have monthly art. And the tiers go all the way up to playing with us live and a monthly game. So, you know, take a look at our offerings we have there. If you'd rather have something a little bit more in the material realm, you know, who doesn't like material objects, we can go get a...
Did you say you were a material girl?
You can go get some dice from our sponsor, FanRollDice.com. Use promo code HOMEBREW at checkout and get 10% off. Join us next week as we finally settle who the next Monarch of Mornstead's going to be. And remember, you are loved. You are loved as much as Ferrick loves drinking.
Of course. Beautiful, beautiful drinking.
You're as important as Vilvanus's research on the matron, and you matter as much as the Busant Palace does for our friends here, as they seem to be living there now. Thanks, everybody. See you next week.